Something we heard from University of Florida IFAS peanut breeder Dr. Barry Tillman and also from University of Georgia plant pathologist Dr. Bob Kimmerer. So I asked Dr. David Ride, University of Florida IFAS extension agronomist, about his efforts over the years with rotations and what crops he's been using.
We are recommending actually 2 years of Bahia grass, and if you've got cattle, overseed those with winter grazing. After the second year of Bahia grass, we kill it out, put winter grazing in, graze it, and then strip-till peanuts in it. Immediately after digging peanuts, we plant winter grazing, graze it out until we plant cotton, strip-till the next year. And again, where we have compared cover crops, non-grazed, to grazed cover crops, winter grazing, our yields are on cotton range, usually on the last 15 years, have averaged 150 to 200 pounds more lint. And even at 65 cents a pound, you know, that can be the profit that they make. Peanuts, likewise, we have seen both cotton and peanut rooting systems be double behind winter grazing than just behind a cover crop. So these are all factors that help reduce stress and help keep yields high, even if you don't have irrigation. And that's what we're trying to encourage people that typically get hurt by droughts and they don't have irrigation, and you've got fields that can't really accommodate irrigation systems. We say this is a way to be an irrigation system to those who can't irrigate.